Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
Anybody can create change and create that body. It depends on what you're willing to put in.
Yeah.
How much energy do you want to put in? How much work do you want to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
And these girls today, I see these girls on Instagram. They are so focused and on it. I love it.
Oh, there's so many fitness influencers. It's
especially
crazy
when they're young and they're trying to get in. Like, to see that now, these young men and women that are out there, you know, training like, you know, like they, and they're training like athletes to be healthy, which I love. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're going from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by aligning our life in the seven pillars of abundance. The second pillar, a very important one, is fitness. And we have my dear friend and trainer, Terry Bryan, a fitness guru, with us today to talk all things fitness and health. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Glad to be here.
I'm so excited to dive into this. Let me tell you about his amazing background. So Terry embodies the definition of resilience and strength. He is the founder of Terry Bryan Fitness, a boutique personal training and wellness studio. And for over 30 years, Terry has helped everyday people, athletes, and professionals transform their lives through strength training, simple habits, and wellness practices. Recently, actually like 2 weeks after I met him, he faced one of his greatest life challenges. He underwent a leg amputation, and he is applying his positive mindset, just what he teaches all of us here, to healing from this leg amputation surgery, and he is making such an amazing comeback. It's been so inspiring to watch you come back from this amazing life event that was so unplanned. You're handling it so well.
Yeah, everyone getting smacked in the face.
I think God just hit you over the head with, like, not a 2x4, but like, wow, he got your attention. And just the way he has recovered from this is with just such courage and determination. So before we go into the story of what happened and how he lost his leg in an accident, let's go all the way back to when you were a young man. What first sparked your passion for fitness? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I started working out with her, and that was a as a young man, kind of body, you know, my mind's working for principles. Really college based that and worked out, trained all the time. Still to say, she's in her 70s, she's in phenomenal shape.
Is she the one who taught the classes while you were out?
That's my
She's in great shape too, and she's in her 70s. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, they were. My mom had a huge impression on me as a child, obviously, in the weight training aspect. And then when I got a little older, my dad passed away. I was in. Right around 17 years old.
Yeah, he committed suicide. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, so I hid that front and center, the young man. And at a time that you get ready to go off and kind of venture off in life. And so it was a little difficult.
How old were you when that happened?
17.
Oh, such a formidable age to have such a tragedy happen.
You know what? That kind of created and made who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of gave me that, like, in deep and go harder, and no matter what happens, you push through it.
Wow.
So I use that. And for me, weight training was an incredible outlet for my emotional stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that made it was a massive thing for me to take my mind off of my, you know, issues and to focus in on something. And when you work out and you push yourself to that level, it allows you to sleep better and focus more, and things that are important become more important. And then you tend not to go down a path of, you know, alcohol and drugs and all that other stuff that a lot of people do when they're dealing with certain situations like this. So that made a big impression, and that really helped me shoot forward with that. You know, like, where's the weight training? And almost to the point that, you know, like, I think I trained and got so big because it was part of my protection, you know.
Yeah, like some people do emotional eating and that layer of fat is a protection. You did emotional strength training and your muscles were like a layer of protection.
Yeah, and he created that protection, you know, for me. And it was a good, really good emotional release for me the entire time.
But you took it all the way to Guinness Book of World Records in strength. So,
world record, not Guinness.
Oh, okay. World record. What did you get a world record in?
Squat.
1,100 pounds. That's like squatting a car.
Athletes have changed a lot. This has been quite a few years ago. So, seeing phenomenal athletes coming up and really making waves now. And I love seeing those guys compete and watching them excel. But back when I was doing it, you know, I was top of the herd.
Number one in the world. Yeah. How old were you when you squatted 1,100 pounds?
32.
That is so great, because this is a show about high achieving midlife professionals. And you can be like in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. I'm in my 50s now and I'm in the best shape of my life.
That being said, I think my next big hurdle for me, because I came back into retirement with another world record in 2012, was a master.
Whoa.
So I did the 800 pound.
And you were how old?
The early 40s.
Amazing.
And then, mid 40s, I should say. And then, and now I can do the, being now that I've lost my leg, I can get into the Paralympics and I compete with that in the Masters division. So I think that there's a part of me that still wants to go out there and compete and train and kind of get back into that whole mindset of being a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives us something to, you know, look, focus forward and try. Even if I tell people, even if you don't do a bodybuilding show, or you don't do a fitness show, or you don't do a meet, think about doing it. Like, think about prepping yourself and doing everything up to that point.
Yeah.
Because then it gives you it gives you the time frame, the drive, the urgency to make those things happen.
The passion. I feel like competition brings out your passion.
Absolutely.
Passion for life. Well, speaking of encouraging people to get trained as if they're going to be in a bodybuilder competition, you are encouraging me to get in that kind of shape, because I met you about 6 months ago. I met you in the summertime. And I said, I always have a spare tire. I have skinny arms and legs, and I have a little bit of a gut that it's easy to hide in clothes, but I know it's there. And you said, just follow my protocol. And why don't you read the results to my audience about what happened? 6 months.
So we went from 26%. Now we're almost in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty dramatic drop.
You put that's on body fat.
Body fat.
Yep.
You put on quite a bit of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I put on 6 pounds, almost 7 pounds of muscle, which is not easy for women.
So I am 6 pounds of
muscle. Yeah.
Looks like.
Yeah. I mean, that's some muscle. Almost 7 pounds of muscle. Okay.
Yeah, this is the beginning process. I mean, we're going to be in 12 months.
Right. We're just getting started.
10% drunk fat alone.
So yeah, that's where I had
our goal was to lose it in our midsection, and that's where we lost it, you know, which is a great thing. And why you were doing that, which is even more important, you were putting on muscle.
Right.
Which is the really the biggest key, because that's longevity.
Right.
More muscle, healthier, live longer. There's nothing more anti-aging than the muscle.
I agree. And so many people, especially in LA where I moved from a year ago, they are obsessed with taking GLP-1s, which I know you're totally for. I'm not against them either, but a lot of them are just losing muscle and they're becoming so emaciated.
I'm not a GLP-1
fan. Oh, okay.
And the reason I say that is too much muscle, the average person.
Right, they're getting sarcophagy.
So the average person is going to lose 75% of their weight loss is going to be muscle. And,
wow.
You know, most people that are taking those are not young kids. They're older people that need that muscle to survive
mm-hmm.
and to be healthy later on in life. So, you know, when they start doing those at even at a young age in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, you start losing that muscle, it is going to have a major impact on your health.
So you say 70 to 80% of the weight loss is coming from their muscle mass, not from their fat.
I think the 2025 trials came back, and I believe it was 70% of the weight loss was muscle.
Oh, so if that's not a good thing.
If you lose 20 pounds, I should say, 15 of it's muscle, 5 of it's fat. And that's not the direction you want to go. So out of all the GLP-1s, the only one I actually don't even recommend is, if I was going to recommend anything on that lines, one of the best, so not even a GLP-1, it's a GLP-3, is the retatrutide.
Mm-hmm.
So retatrutide is really one of the ones that if somebody was going to take any, that's the only one I would personally give them recommendation to take because it's muscle sparing.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's the only one that you can keep the muscle and burn the fat if you don't lose muscle on retatrutide? I can't even say it.
But most people, when they do it, they actually, once they incorporate a weight training program with it,
yeah.
they end up putting on muscle while they're losing the body fat.
And it also
gets rid of the fatty liver, glucagon effect. And the people that take retatrutide, they're having better blood results, blood stats are coming back in, and they're actually better than they were when they were not on it.
Oh, that's good to know.
Which is what you want. Why maintaining your lean muscle mass? Why dropping your body fat? Why getting rid of a fatty liver? So that's why the only one, when somebody comes to me and asks me about GLP-1s, I said, I don't recommend any GLP-1s.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend something like retatrutide.
Okay. That's good to know. So what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about getting fit and healthy after, I mean, you've been doing this for how many years?
I started doing this thing. 18.
Yeah.
Started working at a gym.
So like decades. So you've seen a lot of people and heard a lot of misconceptions. What are some of the biggest misconceptions that we can bust right here, right now on this show?
Biggest thing is muscle.
Yeah.
When somebody comes to me and they want to get in shape, you know, they're like, I want to lose body fat. The first thing they need to focus on is adding lean muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll kind of break it in three parts, but adding lean muscle mass is one of the most important parts. So that means good, healthy resistance training, you know, doing some of your compound movements, making sure your protein intake is adequate, 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per lean mass.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you take that in 2 or 3 meals, not throughout the day.
You're not supposed to have protein all day long with every meal, just 2 or 3?
With 3 meals. The average person needs to probably only eat 3 meals a day.
Oh, okay.
When you start snacking and consuming more meals, if they're not protein-based, that's going to go to our next thing,
mm-hmm.
which is your insulin levels, maintaining a low insulin level. So first thing I would say is increase your lean muscle mass through weight training and proper protein,
mm-hmm.
then possibly a supplement like creatine, because mm-hmm. we know that's amazing for women.
Yeah.
And then as we move down to the second thing, insulin levels, maintaining low insulin levels, mm-hmm. Maintaining a constant sugar, so less snacking.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to carbohydrates, which is usually what we snack on.
Yeah.
So 3 meals, protein base, higher fiber, quality fats, less starchy carbs. If you're going to consume starchy carbs, consume them in either around your weight training or in the morning.
Okay. That's good to know.
So it's more effective. And then, you know, if we find a lot of times when you have your sugar levels and stress hormones with females especially, your cortisol levels elevate,
yes.
and your belly fat comes.
Right.
So I carry a product. There's a lot of products out there, but I carry a product that I really like called Adrenal Support.
Mm-hmm.
And we test somebody, and they have high cortisol levels. And that's one of the routes we go. It's extremely effective. There's other products out there that are similar to that on the market. But when you use those adrenal supports, it balances out the stress hormones, less craving, less insulin spikes, less belly fat,
mm-hmm.
you know, easier to drop body fat. So that's the second phase of that program?
A lot of people, that women that I'm friends with, they ask me, well, if I lift weights, am I going to get bulky and look like a man?
That's going to happen.
What do you say about that fitness myth?
You would have to be so, women that add muscle are driven. Like they are, they're designed, their program, their weight training, everything they're eating, all that is designed, and usually some kind of supplementation that around that to add muscle. So for a woman to add muscle, it's not an easy.
And I added a few pounds of muscle, like 6 or 7 pounds, but I don't look bigger. I actually look leaner. Yeah. I'm not bulky. So it's so hard for women to get bulky. I think they almost need to take like steroids or something. Yeah. They're not going to get bulky.
Yeah. Things that tell me, you know,
the past of you, you know, getting bulky or slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
So you get throw in even, and we do a lot of high rep, low rep, you know, we do our fast twitch, slow twitch. So we bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
And I like the volume training. It's great stimulation. You don't need to go super heavy.
Yeah.
But occasionally you do need a little bit of a load.
Right. Occasionally. Exactly. Well, we're going to come back from a quick commercial break. So stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to ask him the three. I know he's already given us some, but we're going to get three more from him. The three biggest fat loss tips for people who are trying to lean out and lose weight. We'll be right back, and thanks for listening. Do you remember slumber parties as a kid? Wearing pajamas, laughing until midnight, eating delicious food, and feeling completely free. Before the bills, the responsibilities, and the pressure of adult life. What if you could experience that magic again as an adult? On February 27th and 28th, I'm hosting the second Soulful Slumber Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first one sold out, and this experience is truly unforgettable. You'll receive luxury silk pajamas, a night at a beautiful hotel, a sacred cacao ceremony, a gentle yoga session, a professional photo shoot, my signature Seven Pillars of Abundance workshop, and an elegant dinner party with an incredible group of like-minded women. This is your chance to reconnect with your joy, your vision, and yourself. If you feel called, apply through the link in the show notes. I'll see you at the slumber party. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. By the way, welcome back. I didn't even tell you guys where we're sitting. If you're watching it on YouTube or watching it live, we're sitting in a hyperbaric chamber. And Terry is into wellness practices. We're going to get into what this does in a few minutes. Just so you know, we're not in a spaceship. We're not in like a crazy car. We are in or a submarine. It looks like it. We're actually in a hyperbaric chamber. But before we get into some of your favorite biohacks, give us a few more fat loss tips for women, because there are a lot of women who listen to the show want to lose fat.
Well, another thing I find women do is over their cardio.
Oh, yeah. I call that the supermodel workout, cardio and abs, yeah. The no weight trainings.
Lower impact cardio would probably be better instead of.
Yes, that's shocking to women because they think that if I do the boot camps and the super hard classes and I walk to the car drenched with sweat that I'm going to get in good shape, but it actually can make them bigger or just plateau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People high, but hey, what do you have to do to make it more effective?
Yeah.
And by making it more effective, you lower the impact. Over your cortisol levels, burn off the calories, burn off the fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as long as you're doing the weight training and have the protein intake there, you're not going to lose the muscle.
So what you're saying is you don't have to work out as hard as long as you're eating the protein and being consistent. You can actually train in a more moderate way, just as long as it's resistance training, and you don't need that much cardio. Like that's what. Is shocking to me in midlife. When I was young, I did a lot of cardio. I stopped doing cardio and I'm leaner now than I was when I was, you know, in my 20s and I stopped doing hardcore cardio.
20s?
Right. That was my biggest in my 20s.
Cortisol levels are through the roof. When I hold on the fat. It's really hard on your system to constantly do that. You know, get up and do your Orange Theory.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, you want to get into a program that's more resistance training.
Right.
And less cardio. If you want to do cardio, take a walk.
Yeah, walking's great cardio for people
walk,
in midlife.
Walk a dog.
Yeah.
Go to the mall. You know, get on an Airdyne or a rower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something that's going to get some impact of cardio, but not to the point that you're spending an hour of high intensity.
Yeah.
Shooting your cortisol levels through the roof. And what happens is when they do that, they normally burn off muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, you know, if you are doing that type of workout, one thing you need to do to impact that is to make sure you have a quality amount of protein prior.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes an hour before you go do that class and some protein immediately afterwards.
Yes, yes. I've been working on that. Thanks to you. I'm having my protein and no protein bars. Yeah. I was doing the protein bars and he's like, stop those protein bars. They are just not your friend. So why did you tell me to stop the protein bars? They're like candy bars, right?
And it's hard to get a protein bar that's good.
Yeah.
Artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, you know, low quality proteins. They always have some kind of hydrogenated oils hidden somewhere. Or,
true.
You know, and if you do find a bar that you're like, oh, that's really good on a macro level, it's usually the ingredients are off. And if it's, you know, or it has 4 grams of protein in it, it has good macros, but it's not enough protein to matter. You know, mm-hmm. It's, you know, like one of the more, like some of your peanut butter bars and stuff like that, that just don't have enough, it can't deliver enough quality protein with all the other stuff you're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
So I opt my clients. I'm like, if you can stay away from bars and go towards shakes, we're good.
Good point. Any other fat loss tips before we move on to the next question?
And make sure your supplements are correct.
Yes.
You know.
What is your favorite supplement stack? And by the way, we're not doctors. We're not giving medical advice. Talk to your own physician. Get your own supplement stack. This is just a general question for the purpose of fun and education. Check this out with your doctor. But what are some of the key supplements that you think most women could benefit from?
First, a really good multi, preferably methylated multivitamin.
Okay, methylated multivitamin.
So that's your starter basics.
Mm-hmm.
And like we went over before, creatine's a great if you're trying to get a lean muscle mass. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not, it helps. You know, it helps in so many other areas, mentally, physically. There's so many things that creatine works and helps.
How much creatine should we be taking? Because that's a debate too. Some people say 5,000, 10,000. Some people say 15,000 for women.
For women, I don't think you need more than
10,000 a day?
Five to 10,
depending on how big you are, probably.
Yeah, and what your goals are.
Yeah.
And then another supplement that I really like is a probiotic. So you're actually breaking down the protein. Your gut health is good. You're breaking down the protein and using it effectively.
Yeah.
A digestive enzyme usually takes care of it.
Yeah.
Like a probiotic. Or a digestive enzyme with that. So like sometimes people still can't break down meat, especially if you're A, B, or AB blood type. It's a little harder for you. So I usually bring in a digestive enzyme. But if you're not an A, B, or B type, you're O, we definitely go with a probiotic and then possibly a digestive enzyme. Depends on your gut health.
Okay.
So that's another really big one.
What are some other big supplements that everybody should be on?
I have so many women and men, but so many women come here with adrenal stress.
Oh, the adrenal support.
So the adrenal support is really like, I end up, I do a manual test and it, and you can follow it up with a blood test too. But I see that so often and it's such a big culprit. Mm-hmm. So if you can get in there and put them on an adrenal stress,
they
immediately start feeling better. They'll be less stressed out. And it works really quick. If you've ever used my product, anybody that's used it knows that it works really well. And I do a manual test, so I can have you test when you're right. Let's see where you're at. Good?
I'm getting better.
Yeah. Normally when you test,
The first time you did that test, I jumped. Getting better. I've been working on it.
That's 10 times better than it was before.
Yes, definitely. What about methylated B, omega-3s, NAD, NMN, any of these supplements that you think we should put in our stack?
Sure. They cover basics first.
Right.
That's why child is.
Of course. Test, don't guess.
To me, I always look at blood type. What we're going to consume over the blood type.
Yeah, so why don't you give them, in case they don't know what the Eat Right for Your Blood Type diet is, why don't you go quickly through each blood type and what they should be eating?
In a quick two-second
overview, just so you have a reference for what he's talking about.
The four B types.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, a Mediterranean.
Right, Mediterranean diet.
It works well.
Okay.
And most people that use those blood types tend to go that direction.
Yeah.
If you're a low blood type, it's more like paleo, carnivore, you're a meat eater.
Yes.
So it's kind of, my diet's steer in two directions, Mediterranean and paleo or carnivore, anyone on those lines.
What about collagen? Can type A and B people have cow and chicken collagen, or should they just be having fish collagen? Do you think that matters?
I don't think it matters. It works well with everybody.
Yeah.
As long as it's good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Grass-fed, organic, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
So, your products are only as good as the what you're buying. If you buy a crappy product, then you can't expect a great payoff. You know, when people buy products that are related to their health, that's why I never understood, like, why would you buy something that has artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners that if you're buying to impact your health in a positive way? I would not recommend that.
Yes.
So, all the proteins that I carry are grass-fed, organic, no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners.
Yes.
It's a rule of thumb. So those are great add-ons, but you've got to know what quality you're adding on as well.
Exactly. And what about vitamin D? Should everybody be taking that?
Everybody.
And how many IUs? Yes, we have an epidemic of low vitamin D. How many IUs should everybody be taking?
Physician.
No, again, we're not giving medical advice. Everybody's different. Talk to your physician. Medical disclaimer, but in your opinion,
35 IUs per pound.
35 IUs per pound. Okay.
So
if I'm about 150, how many IUs should I be taking?
Should be 35 IUs.
Right.
150. Okay. 5,000 is a minimal.
Minimum. I could go up to 10,000 probably. Can't hurt.
And there's been lots of studies that are a lot higher than recommendations. Positive effects.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's great.
So, and that's a big one.
Vitamin D.
It's really, you can't just do D, you got to do D and K2.
Right.
So it absorbs properly. So
D and K2, just regular K.
Yes, we do a liquid D here with a K2, or we do a D-K2 combo, depending on how you want to get your D.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take vitamin D, one of the most overlooked in important parts, you have to take it with some type of fat.
Oh.
So it's soluble. So when you take vitamin D, like in the morning, you get up, you have to do it with some peanut butter or some cheese or some type of fat, you know, so it absorbs properly.
Oh, that's good to know as well. So my next question is, what are the habits that separate people who live the fitness lifestyle and truly take it on as who they are versus the people who start every January, stop in March, start again in the summer for bathing suit season, stop by the end of the summer, and they just let it go during the holidays? Like, what are some of the habits that separate the fitness lifestyle clients you have versus the people who start and stop all the time?
What happens when you get in the gym on a regular basis?
Yep, it's mental.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. When they do that, they tend to eat better.
Yeah.
They tend to be more consistent.
Yeah.
They tend to go out less and drink less.
Yeah.
Eat, you know, not go out to eat and eat bad food.
Yeah.
You know, unhealthy food. So I would say the biggest thing is their mindset. You know, you get into a proper mindset, this becomes an addiction.
It's about self-love. Yeah. I mean, once they take on the lifestyle, they don't want to put crap in their body.
And it's so addictive to feel good.
Yeah.
It's so addictive to be healthy.
And I don't think if the people who start and stop, they probably just do it for the exterior because they want to look a certain way. And that's just not enough to keep them going.
Aesthetically, it's never going to, you know, how you achieve, you feel really good. You feel healthy.
And you feel confident. Yes. I mean, that's one of the reasons I am addicted to working out is the confidence I feel when I leave the gym. I'm like, well, if I can do that and challenge my body, then anything else I do today, business-wise or family-wise, is going to be easy.
It's that mindset.
Yeah.
That's what you use to work out. It's all true. It's a program. It's what it is. It's just how I do it. It's how I do it. You know, select consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That consistency is what pays a lot.
And what are the minimum amounts a week that people would need to do resistance training to get results?
I think the absolute minimum is 3 times a week.
Okay. 3 times a week.
To increase that,
mm-hmm.
So the more often you can train.
Now, are people able to work out every day or should you give your body a rest day? Because I know rest, recovery, and sleep, that's also a big part of gaining muscle. About fat loss, to go back to the other one. Yes, sleep is so important.
If you're not interrupting, your body's hormones, you have balance down.
Yeah, yep.
Of course, estrogen, testosterone, et cetera. So we're going down that list of what's really good. And I have a few products that we use here for mm-hmm. sleep that really help in sleep. But that being said, that's one of the driving factors is your proper sleep.
Mm-hmm.
To get that and hitting the REM sleep. And we use the melatonin, zinc, and magnesium
mm-hmm.
to drive and to get your sleep, or at least magnesium, zinc are the main two we use because that balances out and has a huge 30% carryover hormone
mm-hmm.
rebalance. So that's a big one. But, you know, there's other things you can do. Less alcohol, caffeine at night, that type of stuff. It destructures it. So when you do get in bed, and then video games,
screens
away, phones away, TV's off. So you get into a relax. That way when you get 5 hours of sleep, but yet 4 of it's REM, you're up and ready to go.
Yeah, you're ready to go. So let's go back to the question about having a recovery day. Is it okay to lift 7 days a week or should you have a couple of days off?
I don't recommend 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend 3 to 6.
Okay. And just working different body
so
parts.
It depends on how your structure is.
Yeah.
You can go 6 days a week, depending mm-hmm. on how the structure is and what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
For most women, I recommend 3-4 max. And women are normally, when I have women come in, they normally are worried about their bottom half.
Right.
You know, they're lower parts. So
exactly.
So what I usually recommend is we break it down in 3 muscle group days.
Okay.
So that being said, there's 6 days, you know, and 2 of those days repeat. So what I recommend with my female clients that have, you know, that want to work on, if they want to work more frequently, I say maximum 2 days a week legs. It's great for you.
You know what's changed in the fashion and in the zeitgeist is it used to be bad to have a big butt. And now I meet so many women, they're like, I want to build a butt. Right. How can I build a butt? That's so we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Stay tuned, because when we come back with Terry Bryan, fitness guru, world record holder in weightlifting, he's going to tell us how to build a butt. We'll be right back.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance, because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? I want to share something personal that has truly changed how I feel in my body. Like so many women, I was eating healthy, working out, and doing all the right things, but still my metabolism felt slower. I was holding on to belly fat, craving sweets, and my energy wasn't consistent. That's when I started using the EverBalance and GBX Slim to Fit Duo. What I noticed from these two supplements was incredible. My belly fat started to release, my cravings for sugar went way down, and I had a steady, consistent energy flow throughout the day. I didn't feel like I was fighting my body anymore. It finally felt like my body was supporting me. This duo works at the hormonal and metabolic level, which is especially important for women in midlife. I feel more confident, energized, and more like myself again. If you're ready to support your metabolism and step into your most vibrant, magnetic self, go to the link in the show notes to grab your discount.
Welcome back to the show. I know some of you ladies, you want that J-Lo Beyonce booty. You don't have to go to South America and get implants, get that Brazilian butt lift. No, no, no. Terry's going to tell you exactly how to build a butt. Tell us. Okay.
Squats.
Yep.
Deadlifts.
Okay.
Step ups.
Okay.
Lunges.
Yep.
And the most important, protein.
Okay.
Protein, none of that's going to happen.
All right.
So we have to do our leg. We have to do our you know, there's so many different types of, we do so many types of lunges here. Mm-hmm. We do so many types of squats and stiff legs. But that being said, we have lots of leg exercise. We have, you know, we have the vertical leg press, the 45-degree leg press, the power squat. We have the satellite tries leg press. There's so many leg exercises here, adductor, abductor, extension curls, etc. But at the end of the day, you've got to keep some of the protein to add the muscle. Without the protein, we cannot add the muscle. Without the muscle, we can't add the butt.
That's right.
So,
is it possible for a woman to build a butt who's got a flat ass?
I had a girl that was an Asian girl came in here that had no butt.
Okay.
And she really wanted to work, and she gave me 100%.
Yeah.
And she walked away with an unbelievable set of glutes.
That's incredible.
So, you know, it's anybody can create change and create that body. It's, it depends on what you're willing to put in.
Yeah.
How much energy do you want to put in? How much work do you want to do?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How many girls today, I see these girls on Instagram, they are so focused and on it. Love it.
Oh, there's so many fitness influencers. It's
especially
crazy
when they're young and they're trying to get in. Like, to see that now, these young men and women that are out there, you know, training like, you know, like they and they're training like athletes to be healthy, which I love.
I mean, it's a huge trend. The young kids are so influenced by the fitness influencers on Instagram. It's a non-drinking culture now.
Yeah, the wineries in California are shutting down.
I know, because of the fitness movement. So here you are, one of the OGs who started in the fitness movement in the 80s, and everybody was like, work hard, play hard. work out hard, drink all night, come to the gym like all hungover. Yeah. Now it's like a true like 360-degree fitness lifestyle that the kids are taking on. I think it's great.
I found out very young that what I drank directly affected my strength. Mm-hmm. It directly affected my performance. So at that point, I put too much energy into being strong and performing. Why would I do anything to cause any kind of counteraction to that or, you know, degrade that?
Well, that goes back to the beginning of the conversation where it's a mindset and a lifestyle. And
it's a lifestyle you fall in love with. It's like you can't get enough of. Once you start doing it, you just absolutely like, it becomes an addiction, like a healthy, wonderful addiction.
And your body is a temple. It's God-given. We have to turn it back at the end of our journey here. Like, why not take care of it while you have it? That's what I say.
If you look at God's laws, the laws are designed for our health.
Yeah.
If you really look at the laws and what the laws he's put out in front of us, they're to benefit us.
Yes.
You know, so if you follow those laws, you get the benefit of that. And there's nothing, you know, you have 1,000 problems until you have a health issue.
That,
and then you got one.
I tell that to my clients all the time. Health is wealth. If you do not have your health, you have nothing else, no other opportunities on the table. It all goes away. But if you have your radiant health and you have the second pillar of abundance and abundance of health, you have every opportunity in the world at your fingertips. You can make anything happen. But without your health, you have nothing on the table. So that is why it's so important. I like to say body before business. Schedule your workout first and your business meetings around your workout. So the next question is, we're sitting here in a hyperbaric chamber. You can talk about that. What are some of your favorite breakthroughs as far as the wellness technology trends that are out there today? Yeah, tell us about it. What does the hyperbaric chamber do?
It's a high level oxygen system that pushes that small molecule into every area of your body, including your toes, your fingertips, and your brain down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's FDA approved for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, diabetic ulcers. Helps with a lot of, I have a lot of cancer patients using it. People that are, I had a guy that we saved his toe.
Wow.
You know, I saved his foot, actually. But it works in the recovery just for me working out and not having any major issues to deal with besides, obviously, I think it made a huge difference in recovery of my amputation.
Yeah.
You know, after that trauma.
Yeah.
An accident. But I think that has helped, shoot that farther ahead. I can honestly say I have very little aches and pains in my entire body, and I was not easy on myself.
No, you were not. You were lifting a lot of weight.
Lots of weight.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes the practices that we follow as athletes aren't really that smart.
Yeah.
So as I've gotten older, you know, you realize what you should and shouldn't do, and then you eliminate those things that aren't healthy that you don't that have a negative impact on your performance or on your life. And at this point, it's about life. It's about being healthy.
It's about life, man. Yeah, not just.
Aesthetics is secondary to this.
Yeah.
But I always tell all my clients the side effect of being healthy is looking healthy.
Right. But it's better to feel good than to look good because you can be skinny and look healthy on the outside. But if you're healthy. Yeah, but you're not healthy.
It's a being healthy is looking healthy. Now, people can look healthy and not be healthy, but that's a slippery slope.
It's better to not look healthy, healthy on the inside.
But once again, if you're doing everything you're supposed to do, eating right and training, you will look healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
You will look amazing. You
know? Some people have a little bit further to go on their journey, you know, if they start with a little bit of extra fat, they can still start looking healthy, feeling healthy. Yeah.
Consistency.
Absolutely.
Stick to the plan. Stick to the program.
So the hyperbaric chamber, how many times a week should we be doing that?
It all depends, you know, if it's Alzheimer's or dementia related. I like to get in it 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay, for how long?
I do a 1 hour session, 2.0.
Okay.
And the oxygen is—it's really funny when you get in here, you're so relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a lot of people like, "Oh, I'm going to be claustrophobic." It's not claustrophobic at all. It's a big spot.
Yeah.
And you get in here, you do it, And you're like, I'm so relaxed. I'm so mellow. It's so relaxing. I just could take a nap right now. And
yeah.
I try to watch TV or do some work. And half the time I'm like dozing off. But as soon as you get out, your energy goes boom to the roof. It's
amazing.
Crazy. It's crazy how that works. And my clarity up here. Mm-hmm. And so I noticed that more than anything else. It's helped my brain clear out.
What about some of the other technical wellness trends? Like, what do you think of red light therapy?
Love it. Love it. There's some really good machines out there that get rid of mold, heavy metals. You know, parasites are a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, we overlook it.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of things out there that, you know, trends that people are going in. I always tell, like, deworm. Deworm. There's a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of methods out there. But focus on deworming because that's going to eliminate a plethora of issues right out of the gate.
What about hot, cold therapy, sauna, cold plunge? What do you think about that?
I like them. I don't love them.
I do not like the cold plunge.
Yeah. It's not, I don't mind the shock or the pain of the water.
Like, yeah.
It's just, I don't think the benefits are there. I think it's good.
Yeah, but it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
What about the trend of PMF mats?
I like them.
Okay, what is it? So in case anyone in our audience doesn't know what PMF mats
it's are. It's a grounding mat. You know,
yeah.
There's different quality ones. There's stone ones. There's not stone ones. There's the high frequency ones. Unfortunately, somebody brought a grounding machine in, and that's what burnt my foot.
Oh, tell us that story. Like, what was the machine and what were you trying to do and what actually happened for you to lose your foot?
I can't really say the name of the machine.
No, we don't want to throw anyone under the bus on the show. But
lady brought a machine into me.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it out. It didn't have a timer on it.
Mm.
All the instructions were in Korean.
Wow.
So it doesn't get hot. The weirdest thing, it doesn't get hot. It just gets warm. So even when I was using it, my foot, my bones started hurting. So I'm like, oh, I'm done. I got up, but I put my hand down, I touched it, it wasn't hot. So, you know, that's one of the issues, you know, that, you know, there's some good equipment out there, but you got to make sure it's the right pieces and it goes through the safety.
And you ended up burning your foot.
End up getting a 30-degree burn of all my feet, which ended up costing me part of my bone, which ended up costing me my right. I got a below-the-knee amputation on my right leg.
Oh, my God.
But I've been able to come back and work out and train and stay focused. It's not been an easy thing, but it's been I'm glad I have the opportunity, you know, to make a comeback like this. And I feel really good about the direction I'm in and where I'm at going with this.
Well, what can you tell? I mean, you've lost a limb and you're coming back with a vengeance. Now you want to compete again and, you know, in the world of bodybuilding and weightlifting. What can you tell our audience about what resilience means to you?
It means really everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without that, where would I be?
Yeah.
You know, like, I just can't allow myself to give up or stop. You know, and I've had lots of personal obstacles and business obstacles. I'm going through a business obstacle right now. I've had lots of business and personal obstacles over the years. And it's just about, okay, stay calm,
mm-hmm.
stay focused,
mm-hmm.
do the work,
mm-hmm.
push through it,
mm-hmm.
and use your head.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to have that resilience.
Wow. I like to say a champion gets up even when they can't. And even when they don't want to, and that's what you did.
Yeah.
So I think your example to all the people at the gym and now all the people listening to the show is going to just continue. It's going to be like your legend, maybe your greatest feat, more than having a successful gym or winning the world champion of the squad or anything, having the resilience to come back like this.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get something taken away from you, I've always been able to train, I've always been able to work out.
Yeah.
You know, all that came naturally, and then all at once, boom.
I was gone in a second.
you know, and life's like that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? You know, am I going to put a ball of pride and give up, or am I going to step up and make this happen? So my mindset was, I am going to walk this absolutely as soon as I can walk.
Yeah.
You know, and I did.
And you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm not saying it's easy.
No, I mean, coming back after amputation is not easy.
Painful, but you know, you have to make up your mind and do it.
Yeah, and you made up your mind. You're coming back.
Yeah, and that's like anything in life,
right?
You know, whether it's business or your personal fitness. It's, you got to make up your mind, and then you got to do it.
Yeah, amazing. Well, I'm going to end with some rapid fire questions, really quickly. One habit everybody should start today.
Lots of water.
How much?
Anywhere from a half to a full gallon, 8 ounces a day.
Is it okay to put stuff in the water? Like supplementary? Anything else? Got it. One food everyone should eat every day. Okay.
Red meat fan, but you know, you don't need to eat red meat. You should eat protein. And you know, there's sources, whether you're vegetarian, vegan, you know. If you only want fish, chicken, and turkey, you know, there's always lots and lots of choices out there. So focus on the protein, mm-hmm. Get away from the starchy processed carbs.
Fasted morning workout or protein before the workout?
Depends on your goals and your needs. I normally do fasting.
Mm-hmm. Fasted workout?
Yeah, but if I was a female that had losing too much muscle and I want to maintain muscle, then I would do a protein shake prior to training and a protein or some type of protein post-workout.
Amazing. Well, Terry, this has been such a great interview. I always learn so much from you. Whoop, I dropped my hydration, my ever-beloved Stanley Cup. How can people stay in touch with you? Where can they find out more about your supplements and your gym and all the cool things that you're up to?
Terry Bryant Training at terrybryantfitness@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
so they can email you and actually ask you questions about this podcast. Amazing.
terrybryantfitness@gmail.com. We'll get back to you. Ask any questions you want. And you know, I'm in Kilwin, Ohio. So if anybody wants to come by the mall, we're right next to the Kilwin Town Center across from Trader Joe's. Just make a phone call.
And you have a cool initial offer. If anybody is in the local Cincinnati area and wants to work out with you, what is that?
We do a 2 free-week trial.
Amazing.
Yeah. We're happy to let you
put it up. Incredible. Yeah. And you can come to the gym if you're in the Cincinnati area, or if you're out of town and you want to check it out when you're in the area for business, come by. Tell him that you listened to him on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Thank you so much, Terry. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could give someone a consult over the phone, or over the video call.
Send out the health questionnaire, that out, along with their body fat, or set the program to that point.
Amazing. So,
you're right, you can actually make that difference.
So, he can put together your supplement stack and your fitness protocol and everything remotely. So everybody can have the opportunity to work with Terry that I have, and I'm absolutely loving working out with you and being a part of your community. And I'm excited to see what happens when I keep following all the different things you have me doing. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be in the best shape of my life, fit at 50. And I just thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we take you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today's episode was in a hyperbaric chamber. It's a first for me. Stay tuned for another amazing guest and spread the word. Share this episode with a friend. Tell people that you do not have to hustle and grind to be successful in life. You can align your life in the 7 pillars of abundance. Have a great rest of your day, night, or wherever you are in the world. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.